Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 7:03 a.m. here on a Wednesday morning. And I guess we can officially say we've entered game week, right? I mean, the Falcons probably not on the field today, if I had to imagine. They pushed their weekday schedule back one day. I think they got their practice in yesterday. Obviously, we're hearing from players, and we'll hear from Caden Ellis coming up here in just 1 second. But it's game week. It definitely is.
Dude, it's the best time of the year, too. Yeah. October, baseball playoffs.
Dude. Just a little, college little football, crispiness in the air.
Meat of the schedule. We're 1 week away from the third weekend in October. So you get Alabama, Tennessee. This weekend we got Texas, Oklahoma. Right at the end of the month, or first of the month, we'll have 31st is a Friday. The first we'll have Florida, Georgia.
How stoked are you to take your kid trick-or-treating on that golf cart you worked on all offseason?
I'm pumped because the golf – hey, you got to tell that story.
What do you mean?
About what you text me last week after we actually played golf together with my golf cart.
Oh, yeah, about my wife.
Let me tell you that Saturday from noon to 2, you can join Bo Morgan. Hey, that's a me at Bulldog Kia of Athens. And we'll get you ready for Monday's big game. One lucky fan will win the ultimate tailgate kit, which is a 50-inch 4K smart TV with a rolling stand and other prizes. Plus, another winner takes home tickets to an upcoming home game. Again, that's Saturday from noon to 2 at Bulldog Kia of Athens with me, Bo Morgan, and Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I do need to tell that story, and we're going to get into that a little bit later. My wife, bad at map reading. Had no idea where she was and happened to run into Bo. I'll tell you where that was coming up in just a little bit. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. So we've kicked it around for over a week now, Bo. We knew we were going into the bye week. We knew it would be the Bills. We knew that they were playing primetime this weekend. And the question has been about defending this offense. James Cook, Josh Allen, everybody else they've got going on. Well, Raheem talked about it yesterday.
Yeah, a lot of people, including this building, they talk about playing the second play, you know, and you got to be able to play the second play. Like when it starts right away, once he starts moving around, his head doesn't go down and look to run right away. His head is always down the field, ready to throw. He put a great one on tape the other night. I know you guys were watching as he's able to step up in the pocket and absolutely rip a dime. That's what he does. So you got to cover longer than you normally would when you play a guy like that. You know, he's not the first person to present that challenge in his league. And I can remember with Cam Newton when he first got in the league and how dangerous he was. And now you're seeing it at a even higher levels with all of these guys. So, like, they all present that challenge. Last night, Patrick showed it. All these guys show it, you know, and he's one of the best doing it.
We didn't get a chance to see Jaden Daniels. Instead, we got Marcus Mariota. But you remember when the schedule came out, we were like, all right, you're going to get Jaden, then you're going to get a bye week, and then you're going to get Josh Allen. You and I had the conversation, which one would you rather defend in the open field? I don't know that there's a right answer to that, but you hear him talking about the toughness of doing that.
One's going to make you miss. The other's going to run through you.
Right. The other's going to gain 3 yards after you hit him.
Yeah, so I would take my chances that he doesn't make me miss. I would take my chances with this defense that they don't make you miss. You know, I was talking to Mark Zeno, who I know is listening because he's always listening and texting us. He called me yesterday. We were talking. And we were talking about the defense.
Zen House yesterday with Sandy.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Sure, that was pleasant. And he was like, "Well, they haven't played good quarterback so far this year." And look, I think there's a that's okay. You can make that. I said, well, Baker Mayfield, who they, in all intent and purposes, shut down compared to what everyone else has done. Even though he's still made a few plays, JJ McCarthy. Well, I mean, he was going into that game against JJ McCarthy. he was getting touted as the next great hope, this big hype, this, you know, he just game winning, you know, brought him back. Now he's, you know, in the IR. You did that. I'm not bragging, but you did that. And then you played Bryce Young, who has had moments. Apparently all of them come against us. And played decent against some other teams. And then Marcus Mariota. Well, Marcus Mariota was coming off a 200-yard rushing game against a good Raider defense, right? That Raider defense isn't terrible. Offensively, they're bad. So I don't disagree, but you've also taken what's been in front of you and made them basically bend the knee at sometimes. Because Bryce Young didn't go off against you.
Not even close.
Baker Mayfield didn't go off against you. He had a couple of big plays at the end, basically keeping, but he didn't throw for 400 yards and five touchdowns.
Yeah.
And Marcus Mariota, you humbled a little bit.
Yeah, I think, and I've gone to this stat a couple of times, and I still can't believe it when I look at it. But, you know, the highest-ranked quarterback, the highest-rated quarterback, and it'll go away because the qualifying snaps, on PFF, the highest-rated quarterback is Marcus Mariota. He is. And I'm looking at it going, I don't see it. I don't know what PFF does. God knows. We've had that conversation. I went off on him last week. But it's just crazy to think about. It's a stat that you can kind of throw back and go, you know, he's not that bad. He's okay. I thought he would run more than he did. And maybe that's a product of the scheme we had because it seemed like we were prepared for it as well. So you just have to step up and challenge these guys. Yesterday, Caden Ellis was asked about the challenge and how the Patriots might have stopped Josh Allen.
Yeah, you know, I saw the Patriots went out and challenged him. I was watching very close to the Patriots. My brother was over there. He played him well. They challenged him and made him earn everything. And obviously the Bills are a really good team that, you know, they do the thing often and frequently. They win most games. So watching the Patriots went out and played him aggressively, you know, just play him aggressive.
You know, the thing that scares me about this offense is, can you name all the playmakers on offense? Because I can only name really two that scare me. But the thing that scares me the most is James Cook right now.
There's no doubt.
He's got, this guy has 21 touchdowns since 2024, which leads all running backs. He has, or actually everybody. It's not just running backs, anybody. As far as rushing touchdowns. He's got 3,373 yards from scrimmage since 2023. He's been pretty dynamic. And you know what the thing he does? He makes you miss at the line of scrimmage. I was watching, and you and I were going through it, and I've still got it on, the Buffalo game, the Sunday night game against New England.
Yep.
Multiple times, he's kind of hemmed up in the backfield, makes a guy miss, and then breaks it out. So he does a very good job with his eyes. You and I were watching a play where the defensive end kind of lost contain, but Cook was patient enough to make the DB commit to the inside, and then he bounces it out, and he's too quick.
Yeah,
and
no
he,
doubt.
And he's – there's a chance at the end of the day when it's all said and done, Dalvin Cook was the more heralded college football player at Florida State than James was at Georgia, maybe because of, you know, multiple backs in the Georgia system and everything. But at the end of the day, when the pro careers are done, we might talk about James Cook better than Dalvin.
Yeah, it's that ability to break contain with James Cook's speed. And, you know, I'd probably draw too many parallels sometimes between what I see in college and what I see in the NFL because there's really not that many. But I go back and look at, like, the way Nate Frazier looked against Alabama, the way it was like, dude, if you're not in that contained lane, like working your way a yard, maybe a yard and a half up the field on defense to keep contain and making him actually gain depth to break contain, then you're not going to be able to contain him from getting outside. And once he does, he's going to gain chunk yardage with his ability to kind of get away from you.
So what you're saying is you can't kind of play the I'm going to stand at the line and wait for you, like kind of want you to move. I have to penetrate to make you move, and that way we can –
Well, yeah, and on the edge, it's a little bit different. I think so many times if you have a slower back, you can kind of square your shoulders and kind of, you know, hold your inside hand on the tackle or tight end and kind of keep that outside shoulder
kind
free.
Kind of skate down the line.
You trust your speed. You know, if that guy tries to break contain, I can make the play. Like, no, bro, you need to be 2 yards into the backfield with your hands on that tackle or that tight end if you're going to keep contain or the lead blocker or whoever else it may be. So I think there's a lot to be said about that. I do think it is important for this team, this, you know, the Falcons defense, to go and watch the tape of what New England did. The good thing is, it's like Caden Ellis just mentioned, we do have an insider over there on New England's defense.
We passed a couple ideas along. You know, he played the Panthers the week after we did, and now I got the Bills the week after him, so we'll talk this through.
There you go. He's talking about like his brother, Christian Ellis.
I like that.
And we had a chance, and you did a good job, we had a chance to talk to Caden about his relationship with his brother, you know, what the offseason looked like, how much they're talking about coverages, pass rush moves, and things like that. I'm not saying it's a leg up that's going to win you the game, but if we can just get one play here and there that maybe Caden's like, oh, yeah, I remember what's going on here. Now, he's gonna watch enough tape, but if there's something that he's like, I don't wonder what New England was doing here, it's nice to be able to have Christian Ellis. You can just shoot a text and be like, hey, man, tell me what are y'all doing here rotating these safeties pre-snap? What are y'all looking at?
Well, you think he'll tell you how to stop Drake May? How would you play Drake?
Yeah. That's gonna be a conversation they need to have very, very quickly. What week is that? We play New England.
That's the week. It's the week before we go to Germany. So you play off the top of my head. You play Buffalo this week. Then you have Sunday night in Santa Clara against the Niners.
Yep.
Then you should come home against the Dolphins, and then I believe you go to New England. And then you go to Berlin for the Colts, which the Colts game looks a lot harder now than it used to.
There's no
like
doubt.
It looks like, because Daniel Jones is playing at a high level. Look, I don't want to hear no BS too if we play Daniel Jones and do well against. Well, it's Daniel Jones. Yeah, well, he's right now he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. He's playing that way.
There's no doubt.
And give Shane Steichen a lot of credit. He unlocked Jalen Hurts for a Super Bowl run in Philadelphia, goes and gets the job, and has had horrible quarterback luck in Indy, even though for some reason he was a part of a crew that did draft Anthony Richardson. And now he's turned Daniel Jones into the quarterback we saw in Brian Daboll's first year.
Isn't it weird how that has all kind of panned out? I know we're talking about the Falcons here, and we will continue to do that throughout the show, but I almost feel worse about Brian Daboll having seen what's happened with Daniel Jones in Indianapolis. Like, I'm like, man, I want to see Jackson Dart and Brian Daboll and see what they can do together, because I trust Brian Daboll as an offensive guy. I don't know if I do anymore, and it has nothing to do with what's happened with the Giants right now.
I'm hard on the Utes of today, because I feel like there's a level of it's never my fault to some degree, but it seems to be a trend with quarterbacks that they go somewhere as a first round pick, things get tumultuous there, like, and it's just like a bad taste in their mouth. They can't get out. They leave, go to another team, and then leave that team, and then it's all of a sudden I'm that guy. Baker Mayfield had I argued with Mike Bell till we were both red in the face when I was producing Dukes and Bell, when he was telling me Baker Mayfield was washed up and a bum and he was not a good player. And I said, dude, he's been screwed over in Cleveland. All these OCs, he's the only guy to win a playoff game in Cleveland since they became Cleveland Browns again, since they got back there. And he'll be good. Now he's good. Sam Darnold, he's done the same thing. I think Mac Jones might be on that list to do it. And now you look at Daniel Jones.
I want to punt this topic and push it through the break, because I actually had a very in-depth and slightly heated argument with somebody about Matt Ryan that actually has something to do with this topic. We'll hit that and more news from around the NFL when we come back in the huddle. Stick with us here. It's the Morning Shift Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
720. Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
24 a.m. It's the morning shift. Happy Wednesday to everybody out there. Thank you so much for taking us around in your car. We're going to get to In the Huddle in just one second. Got plenty more college football that'll be coming up. We also got a Which One Wednesday on deck. I am hosting. I'm putting Dylan and Bo both in the crosshairs on that one. I do want to finish this conversation because you and I were talking about offensive scheme. We were talking about different destinations of quarterbacks. And I was having a conversation with a buddy of mine the other day, and we were talking about how a guy like Mac Jones maybe just needs a change of scenery, right? And I was trying to explain, because you and I have had this conversation a bunch, about how Bill Belichick did such a disservice to Mac Jones by hiring Matt Patricia and Joe Judge as the OC and the quarterback coach.
He broke him, right?
But it's also a hit, a hat tip to Kyle Shanahan that he's been able to get out of Mac Jones what he has. And it brought up a conversation about quarterback play in the NFL and how big of a deal coaching and scheme actually is. I think Daniel Jones is a prime example of that. Like, you need somebody who can plug you into the right system and do all the right things. And I made a comment that my buddy couldn't really believe, but I was telling him that it's one of the reasons I have so much respect for Matt Ryan. I think when you look at some of the great quarterbacks from around the NFL, they either play for offensive-minded coaches or had the same head coach for a lot of time they were in the NFL. And I think when you look at a guy like Matt Ryan who played in different schemes, and like what? Well, how many OCs did Matt Ryan have? Four or five?
Okay, Mike Mularkey, Dirk Cutter, Kyle Shanahan, Steve Sarkisian, Dirk Cutter, and then Arthur Smith.
Yeah. The fact of the matter that he was able to go through all those offensive systems, and don't get it twisted, guys. Those are all different offensive schemes. I played in two of them. I watch Kyle's all the time. Arthur's was different than that. Like, it's
yeah. Everything it's just steals mind-boggling. From everything.
But it's mind-boggling to think that Matt Ryan had success, and it's a huge tip of the cap to him that he was able to have success with all of those different schemes.
The biggest thing that always bothered me is, and again, I don't mean to come back to a conversation, but I worked for a long time with Carl and Mike, and they always would rag on Matt. Why do you only have success in year two of a system? Why can't you have success in year one? Why is it always year two? And it's like, Because
tough, man.
Because the verbiage, it's the verbiage. It's the playbook. We talked about it at nauseum with the play calls were slow coming into Penix about this scheme is wordy, and you're like, well, I don't understand. Well, because the way you call plays in a huddle, the way the plays are called, I have no clue. I have no clue what it's like to hear a play call in a huddle. When there's 40 seconds on the clock, by the time you probably get into the actual huddle, it's probably what, like 25?
Yeah.
Because you hold out. Quarterback holds out until you get the right personnel in, then jumps in, and then you do the play call. And now you're supposed to get up there. And look, so you're and I'm one of those guys like, let's go. There's 15. You don't get in the line with 10. How are you going to read the defense? Balls. And then you look at this defense, and you're like, what the hell am I looking at? And there's a lot there.
A lot of clapping going on.
Yeah, hey.
Yeah, pause.
But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
I do.
Like,
yep. I do.
How long does it take you to get comfortable? It doesn't. And don't tell me, well, that's why you got OTAs and that's why you got training camp.
Yeah.
It's not
the same anymore, I can tell you that. They don't practice that hard.
Yeah. And so sometimes it takes a year and a half or a half a season. We saw Kirk Cousins having trouble with almost the exact same system.
Yeah. All right, guys. I want to get your Thanksgiving week started with some golf for a great cause. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic presented by Finley Roofing is coming up on Monday, November 24th at Eagle Watch Golf Club in Woodstock. Now is your chance to sign up. Go to 929thegame.com and click the events link. But do it now because foursomes are going quickly. That's the third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic benefiting Pets for Vets on November 24th.
I hear it's ran by a good person.
The big piece of news coming out of the NFL yesterday, the Bengals acquiring quarterback Joe Flacco in a trade with the Cleveland Browns. I think this makes a lot of sense for Cleveland. I don't think it makes that much sense for Cincinnati. You must really believe in the blocking scheme that you're going to be able to put in front of Joe Flacco. Obviously, Jake Browning and Joe Burrow both get torn up by the offensive line in front of them in Cincinnati. Joe Flacco is even more statuesque, if you will, and I don't think that's going to have a good result.
I actually kind of disagree. I think it could really help because Joe Flacco is a smart guy. He's kind of what's that term? Elite processor.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that Cleveland has bad weapons at all. That's not my point. But I think with Chase and Higgins and this Zach Taylor system, I think they're going to kind of change what they want to do. I would expect to try to see them take less shots downfield and become more of a intermediate passing attack to kind of get the ball out of his hands quickly and let these guys. What you want is the right decision made. I think I read a stat where Ja'Marr Chase has as many solo tackles as Micah Parsons this year. And that's that he led the team in tackles last week with three. So, you know, you want to protect the football, not put a less than average defense in a worse situation.
Yeah.
I think Joe Flacco could do all of those things.
I'll say this. I think that you had to do something. I think that you were risking losing the locker room in a lot of different ways for some of these offensive guys. I think we've seen the frustration out of Ja'Marr Chase, and I think that was only going to get worse if you didn't make some sort of change. And I'm going to disagree with you, though. I don't think they're going to change anything they do. You said maybe some short throws, maybe some crossing. I think they brought him in to just do exactly what they were doing and just hopefully make better decisions in that scheme.
Well, that would be kind of a flawed thought process because you know how bad the offensive line is. And Joe Burrow makes it work because Joe Burrow moves. And he moves well and he moves intelligently. Jake Browning has not made the right decisions. I'll tell you this, I'm just going to go and put this to bed. Because this is always going to come back to why didn't we do? First off, I haven't seen anybody credible say that they called Atlanta, and if they did call Atlanta about Kirk Cousins, this is how the conversation went. You want to pay for most of that salary? No. All right, thanks. It was never going to work in Cincinnati. First off, the offensive line's not good enough, even in the Flacco. But they weren't going to take a chance on a quarterback that can't move out of the pocket. And pay $30 million.
And not only that, but Kirk Cousins gets the chance to say no as well.
Yes.
You start with the team, and if you get through the team, then it goes to Kirk Cousins and his agent, and he's sitting there looking at that O-line and going, I'm solid. I'm good. I really like it here in Atlanta.
One reason why I think they probably didn't call it all, because maybe this means that Joe Burrow's ahead of schedule.
Yeah. Well, maybe so. Maybe so. So we'll see what happens with all that. Real quick, I want to get to this. You haven't had a chance to weigh in on this. I'm gonna go ahead and just be honest with Dylan and everybody else listening. We talked yesterday about the Cardinals fining Jonathan Gannon. So the news comes out, they're fining him. Yesterday it was the apology we were talking about. I didn't see the second angle of this video. I only saw the first one. The video I saw, he kind of just slaps him in the chest and yells at him and moves on. There's two pieces of contact. I did not see the other one yesterday when I was talking about this. And I hated the fact that Jonathan Gannon apologized for it. I was like, dude, you don't need to apologize for this. It's not that big of a deal. That guy could have cost you his job. And then once I saw the second angle that has come out about this, then I'm like, all right, he might have stepped over the line. He might have done a little bit too much.
Yeah, this one's tricky because I don't know. I'm sick and tired of guys dropping the ball. I don't understand this whole. I don't understand
no
it. The celebrations. I'm too cool to school. To carry the ball into the end zone. Like what?
Too
are
cool
you,
to hand it to the referee.
What are you doing?
Scored one touchdown. I mean, to the referee.
But it's also been the basis of a new TV show which I've started. I'll talk about that. Chad Powers. I'll talk about that later.
Oh, okay.
with Glenn Powell. Gannon was out of. You got to hold your emotions in check. You're the leader of the team. I would. You know, we say the same. I had Same thing when, you know, we used to get on the Cam Newton for putting the towel over his head and what looked like he was sulking.
Yeah, it looked like he was pouting.
You know, it's the same thing. You're the quarterback, the head coach, you're the leaders of the team. You have to hold yourself accountable. I mean, but dude, just hold the owner of the football. And this could be the end for Gannon. Dude. Because if this team's got the Cardinals have a tough stretch moving forward.
They do.
And if they tank here, it's going to look like if you go into a losing streak now that the team quit on you.
Yeah. We do need to get to a did you see the backup quarterback on backup quarterback Twitter crime that happened yesterday? Chase Daniels did a video about the thing. Our buddy Ben DiNucci was like, I've never heard a play call come in like that in all my years of playing quarterback.
And
in the
I
NFL.
Need to go back and listen to Chase's actual audio.
It was ridiculous.
I saw DiNucci do it.
It was so over the top.
I saw DiNucci do it, and I was like, oh, man, like this is a – I mean – yeah, this is great.
I was like, you know what? Ben DiNucci didn't play as much as Chase Daniels or play as long, but he definitely listened to as many headsets.
He might have had more snaps in the actual games than Chase Daniels. Chase Daniels has held a clipboard longer.
He might have. We got to go to break when we come back with a couple more college football headlines. Bo was talking earlier about how there's some fraudsters around college football. We also got to hit which one Wednesday, which coach is more likely to save their job this season, Billy Napier or James Franklin? Stick with us here on The Morning Shift at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's The Morning Shift. My name's Mike. His name's Bo. His name's Dylan. And it is 7:43 here on a Wednesday morning. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us. So much good conversation. We're going to have the wake-up call coming up at 8 o'clock. You guys can weigh in on all the things we've been talking about throughout the show. I do want to remind you guys to join Sports Radio 92.9 The Game after each Falcons game for the Falcons flyover. It's your first chance to call in and react after every Falcons game. That's brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. That's the Falcons flyover immediately following every Falcons game this season. Well, every Falcons postgame show this season on the Falcons Network. That's on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It'll be a late night for both of us on Monday night because I'll be doing the postgame show. You'll be down in the locker room following the game with Dave Archer and talking to some of those guys. So a lot more Falcons conversation to come up in the show as we get everybody set for Monday Night Football against the Bills. We're going to talk a little bit of college football here before we do Which One Wednesday. Bo, you and I were talking off the air earlier. You say that there's multiple teams in this top 25 that are fraudulent, that you don't think actually belong, that you think will be exposed at some point this year. I need to know which three you're talking
about. Well, and look, let's be honest. They belong right now. But I call them false prophets earlier. Our guy Larry in the truck's always like, who are these name names? And I'm like, okay, I think you need to know I'm talking about teams and not people. But I think this is gonna irk some people. I think Miami's a false prophet. All right. I think Miami has played some good names, but I don't know if they've played teams and they've played teams at the right time. They played Notre Dame at the right time. CJ Carr's first start. That kid looks really good right now. He's kind of starting to find himself. I think CJ Carr If they had played Notre Dame right now, that game would look different. I'm not saying Miami wouldn't win.
Sure.
I'm just saying it could be different. They played Florida at the right time. No Dallas Wilson. They were in a slump. They were in Lagway's coming off his worst game as a college player. He didn't play much better. Miami really got him frustrated. Did a very good job. I just think Mario Cristobal is a fraud. I don't think Mario Cristobal is a top tier coach, and I think that Miami loses two games this year. At least
there you go.
Texas A&M. I'm not sold on A&M yet. Their win against Notre Dame was a freaking phenomenal game. But I don't believe Marcel Reed. If you make him one dimensional, I don't think he can beat you. I think he needs to be able to do both.
Okay. I'll follow you there on that one.
And then the other one is Indiana.
Beat
someone. Don't beat Illinois. Beat Ohio State. It's, you know what? I'll say the same thing everyone wants to say about James Franklin and Penn State. I don't give a damn how many teams you beat and how many games you win in the Big Ten. Beat Michigan. Beat Ohio State or beat Oregon. Okay? Because right now, those are the top two teams in the Big Ten. And then, you know what? I don't even know what Michigan is right now. Beat someone. Beat a real team.
All right. Let's do this thing. As a reminder, today and every day, Mic'd Up is brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. We are going to play Which One Wednesday. I've got a couple sprinkled in here for Dylan, but we haven't talked to Bo in a week, and so I'm going to put him up to task. We're going to get to a cut coming up at 8 o'clock where Kirby Smart is talking about Jesse Palmer. All right, so I'm going to ask you right now, who is the better analyst?
Analyst?
Right,
analyst.
Thank you for that. I'm going to ask you who's a better analyst, Jesse Palmer or Joel Klatt? Jesse Palmer or Joel Klatt? Which one would you rather listen to in the booth?
I would the mute button. Here's the problem for me.
You've never met either one of those guys, have you?
No. No. Actually, that's wrong. Actually, I haven't met Joel Klatt. We had Joel Klatt in studio right before he became the lead Fox analyst.
Oh, wow.
Joel's
okay.
Nice.
Analyst. Okay.
I think Joel Klatt's a better actual analyst. Analyst? Oh, where you at?
Analyst.
The problem is Joel Klatt tries to be Danny Cannell. He tries to hate on every conference that's not the Big Ten or the Big 12 because he works for Fox. He tries to do the Fonbaum thing, right? He tries to be anti-SEC and just throw a love fest. And when he does all this, he gets out over his skis.
Okay.
I actually think he's the better analyst. Palmer wants to wave his pen around and get wordy like it's another version of The Bachelor.
Okay. All right. I don't mind that there. I think it's funny you bringing up the mute button for that one. Hey, Dylan, I'll ask you this one. How about this? Would you rather play a noon Eastern game on a Saturday or Thursday night? Noon Eastern game on a Saturday or a Thursday night? If you were an actual player, which one do you think you'd rather be a part of?
I would say noon Eastern on a Saturday.
Really?
Because while Thursday nights I'm sure will be lit, I feel like as far as getting a crowd out there, they're waking up maybe a little bit earlier, obviously, but you ain't got to worry about people trying to get right off of work and come to the game and a late arriving crowd. You know they're going to be juiced up, ready to go, oiled up, and ready to cheer us on. Okay. So I feel like the atmosphere will be better.
I don't want to do this, but how many noon games have you watched on Central Time where they're actually 11 a.m. and it's like the sleepiest of all sleepy games?
Dude.
And
I ask because Bama's playing at Missouri.
Yeah,
it's rough.
It is the ultimate trap game.
Yeah, it really, really is. All right, let's go to the Falcons for just one second. How about this one, Bo? More important player versus the Bills, Jalen Walker or Brandon Dorless? More important player versus the Bills, Jalen Walker or Brandon Dorless?
So my instinct tells me to say Brandon Dorless because of, you know, the effect he can have up front. But it's absolutely Jalen Walker. If you spy Josh Allen, it will be with Jalen Walker. He is so good in the run game already. He's a very good run-defending edge player. And what did we talk about earlier with not only talk about Josh Allen, but talk about James Cook and what James Cook does. And you talked about an edge player keeping his contact with the tackle, but keeping his shoulder squared and pressing the running back towards the sideline, and Jalen Walker can do that, and he's also quick enough to pursue.
Bo, I'm actually going to disagree with you. I'm going to say Brandon Dorless because I think the main thing throughout the game, the theme throughout the game for this Falcons defense, if you can get inside penetration on Josh Allen, that will mean everything for this Falcons defense. So for that reason, I'm going to say Brandon Dorless. Well, I get that. Your point on Jalen Walker, but I just think inside penetration is going to be a little bit more important.
I don't mind that. I think you wanted to see inside penetration as many times as you could. What I will tell you is this, though. The rush integrity is the only thing that matters with that. Because if you lose that integrity, it does not matter how much inside penetration you get.
All right, let's move on. How about this one? Better head coach matchup this weekend, top 10 teams. Better head coach, Kurt Cignetti or Dan Lanning? Kurt Cignetti or Dan Lanning? Who's a better head coach?
Well, one looks like he – I don't know if I can say that.
Don't say it.
I would probably have to go with Dan Lanning overall. I think Kirk Cignetti has done a good job in Indiana, but it's a lot of smoke and mirrors against bad teams.
Okay, how about this one? Who's more likely to save their job this year, Billy Napier or James Franklin?
Well, James Franklin will not be fired this year unless it completely goes off the rails and they end up with a losing record. So I would say James Franklin.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think he'll at least get to the end of the season. I could see Billy being let go at some point. Hey, Dylan, I'll come back to you with this one. Here's a fun one. Who's more likely to win a three-point contest, me or Bo?
Definitely Bo. Mike, you just like you can't shoot, dog. I'm not even trying to be too crazy about it.
Okay.
But you just don't have good form, bro.
Hang on. I'm not even going to argue with what you just said about me, even though I was a professional athlete. All right.
That doesn't matter.
What about this man to my left makes it look like he can actually shoot is my next question.
I know what he's about to say.
What part of his look do you look at and go, yep, he can probably make it rain? Like, come on, dude. I'm not even going to talk about what you just said about me. In compare and contrast, what is it about him that looks like he can shoot?
Dylan?
Go ahead.
If this is a factually inaccurate statement, I want you to jump all over me. Go to any LA Fitness. And most every short white guy does two things. They play defense and shoot three-pointers.
He's absolutely right.
All right, that's fine.
And Mike.
But still.
Nikola Jokic, Brooke Lopez, all of them, you know, they're in the NBA, so that's different. Most guys of your size and stature just are not good shooters. Dog, you're just not.
Fair enough. All right, let's get a couple more in here. How about this one, Bo? Interested to ask you this question. You just touched on one of these teams. If I were to give you Oregon, Miami, and Ohio State, or the field for the national championship, Oregon, Miami, Ohio State, or the field.
Taking the field.
You're taking the field.
Mm-hmm.
That's three of the, or what is considered three best teams in the country right now versus the field.
Yeah, I know. But Miami and Oregon have a history with their coaches right now of crapping the bed late.
Okay.
Sometimes in the playoffs.
All right.
And Ohio State, just not overly sold yet. I need to see the development of quarterback. Again, they played Texas. That's about it.
Yeah. All right, let's stay with that. How about this one, Bo? Most likely to coach Arkansas in 2026, Bobby Petrino or the field? Bobby Petrino or the field? Most likely to coach Arkansas in 2026?
I'm going
to
go Bobby Petrino.
Yeah,
and I think so pains too. Me. I think that they're thinking they can you can go back home with the, and get the magic back, and they think enough time has passed since he was riding that hog with that co-ed on his back.
There's so many different ways I can go with that, but I'm not going to. We'll stick with this topic. You kind of answered this earlier, and I want to make sure this is part of the wake-up call. You can call us coming up in the next segment. More likely to be upset this weekend, Alabama or Georgia? Spreads are the same, both road games.
It's Alabama for me.
Yeah.
We talked about the kickoff.
I don't disagree.
Missouri's a better team than Auburn. And Georgia, you know, the way Georgia plays is going to bring, to me, will bring trouble to a guy like Jackson Arnold.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see all those matchups coming up this weekend.
Fun.
All right, we do have to go to break. I want to play the sound, Kirby Smart talking about Jesse Palmer when we get back. We'll also do the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. If you've got thoughts, who's more likely to be upset? Is it Bama at Missouri or Georgia at Auburn? Also, who's the most important player for the Atlanta Falcons defensively against Josh Allen and James Cook? Stick with us here. It's the Morning Show Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.